اختون ایتونام از بی اس بلشانا تورایا مقراتم یقره شینا هیمنتاریان الى خاطو کاسا ناشایا مريزة والجماعة ينتبقتا خدشمت Meet Your Candidates واجماعة كي بيشعوتا كل طلوشن بداناتة ميزاليات قابيات فدرالاي وكل جاها خا قشمة كي مرخطلا بيومد أرباشي با إسرطلاب نيسان تو كاسة شينا هيمنتاريان مريزة لده جماعة قاعدن قابياتي خمنيانا من كنشا خيانة بنياتي مع روايت سيدني آن دینا خود پنیات گبایت این کرسی اتفاولا مکمان و وروی کپشلون گی اوان تا ایدن گاردن لطپقتا و مشمیتا المخشخه ین کاندیدت ات گب پریشه و شریه آن ات مرخوطن الشمقه گبایت فدرالایه مخشخه آن ات ین کاندیدت سهدیر و ایوا تولی ايت الى مخشخت جبت بلاخي كرسية فاولا افري هاورد مخشخت جبت قيني كرسية فاولا جيما نويوسي ايت الى مخشخت جبت ليبرتوريان وكرسية وريوا فيكتور تي ليبرتوريان ومخشخت كرسية وريوا لايل شيلتون ايت الى مخشخت قامتوا اتساوي ين سنت ات أستراليا و إلي قاودانة نيو ساوث ويلز جمال ديفيد مخشخة خيرة قا كورسية وريوا و يقرأ توني مارغوس إلي مخشخة اد ون نيشن و قا كورسية فاولا مخططة خرزة ين فاسيليتيتا إوا ميقرتا جين ستراتون ميقرتا جين إلم دبرنتا جاوانيتا امشت اسنت دي مالتي كولتورال افيس سنتر ابزي ثينك بلس دو تانك فاونديشن بشارتا مرخطان تتخرزام يغرطة جين طلبلا من كل مخشخة مقروي جاناي ومقروي النيشة وخطاطة جابي ين برسو باي لعورتا جو اني جابياتي ميقرا افري هاورد بقدلو مره
I'm Avery Howard. I'm the Greens candidate for Fowler. I would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Cabrigal people of the Darug Nation. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. I'm a young person, anti-poverty activist, renter and realtor worker, and I'm running because I believe the government should do more for everybody. I became homeless at 15, and I used my personal experiences of poverty and homelessness to fuel my fight for a better future for everyone. If you're worried about the cost of living, the housing or the climate crisis, you're not alone. In a wealthy country like ours, everyone should be able to afford the basics, a home, food, and world-class health and education. And while hardworking people across the country pay too much for the basics, the average nurse pays more in tax than a third of big corporations, something is wrong. Instead of tackling these problems, our current band-aid solutions tinker around the edges and make the problems worse. We can't keep voting for the same two parties and expecting a different result. The Greens are always going to work for better things because we know that better things are possible. We're passionate about social justice, human rights, and the environment, a society where everyone can thrive, and we'll stand up for what we believe in. We've got policies for everyone. We'll strengthen Medicare by adding dental and mental health, make housing more affordable for renters and first home buyers, and make it easier to pay for the essentials. If you're worried about the future, if you want to change for the better, if you think we should reach for the stars and make sure no one is actually left behind, we're with you. If you want change, the first step is to vote for it.
مقرتا جيمي نويسي من جبت ليبرتاريان قدلو مرة.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Gemma Nyozi, and I am running for the seat of Werriwa for the Libertarian Party. And I do believe in many of the things that Mr. Howard has also pointed out. However, libertarians believe to tackle these issues from the opposite side of the spectrum, where we wish to empower the citizen by getting government out of the way. So it's the kind of the complete opposite spectrum to what the Greens are promoting. And what we mean by that is that we believe that we should be empowering citizens, empowering parents, bringing things back to small business, My grandparents immigrated here in the 1950s. This was the lucky country. They came here with nothing. They were able to start businesses, buy a home, and these days, you know, being a first-home buyer is, you know, an unreachable dream. And we do believe that it's because too much government intervention can sometimes squash the dreams of those that come to this country. So, you know, we, like I said, we come from a different point of view, but, you know, I hope that people are open to being empowered again as citizens and not being too reliant on the government. Of course, we need to help those in need, but I think the government needs to get out of the way so we can prosper.
نقرأ فيكتور تاي من جبهة ليبرتيريان قا كرسيت فاولا مري.
So my name is Victor Tay. I'm a local independent Baptist pastor and I'm a father and husband of seven children. So I give all my credit to my wife. She's an amazing woman to raise seven beautiful children. We are from the Libertarian Party. If you're wondering what the word libertarian means, it comes from the word liberty. So we believe in freedom. And, you know, freedom is time and time is money. And we believe the biggest taker of your money is the government. The government takes way too much money, and we fight for the citizen. We think money in your pocket is always better than in the government's pocket, because then you decide how that money is spent. If you ask yourself the question, you know, why is everything so expensive? We know that the biggest issue today is cost of living, but why is everything so expensive? Well, when you're taxed half of your income and all the various taxes that the government takes, then they ban energy alternatives like nuclear and push up the price of electricity. And the inflation tax, the one they don't talk about, where they're printing money and stealing from your savings, it's no wonder it's so hard for Australian families to make ends meet. So we want to put a stop to that, and we want to, like I said, we want to reduce taxes. One of our policies in the flyer that I gave you this evening is right now the tax-free threshold is $18,000. We want to increase that to $50,000, and we think a single-income family should be able to combine those tax-free thresholds. So that puts thousands of dollars back into the pockets of hard-working Australians, and that's who we fight for. Now, the last thought I want to leave you with is, you know, why am I running for office and for Parliament? You know, you should think about what sort of country you want our children and grandchildren to grow up in. All of us are community leaders here. I'm a community leader as well, pastoring a church. And I often think about what sort of country we want to grow up in. And I ask you to vote that way when you do vote. Thank you.
مخشخد جبت بلاخي تو لي بقدلو مرة.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tu Lee. Firstly, I'd like to thank Uncle Matt for the acknowledgement of country and also Shana Humanitarian for putting this event on. I think it's extremely important that as people that want to represent you, that we actually show up and listen to what you have to ask us and what your concerns are. So I am the Labor candidate for Fowler. I'm a proud local resident of my community and I am extremely honoured for the opportunity to be able to represent my community. I work in a community legal centre, and for my whole life, I've dedicated my life to my community and serving those who are experiencing social and economic disadvantage, those who are vulnerable in our community. And I see politics as another way in which to serve the community, and I believe that as representatives, that is our responsibility. At the moment, we do have a Labor government, and I'm hoping to be a strong voice in government to be able to deliver for our community. We need someone who can make a real change and a real difference. I have a young family. I have a mortgage. I rely on the childcare subsidies. I understand a lot of their struggles, but as well as that, the aspirations of a lot of people in my community. And so I'm hoping that I can get the opportunity to represent our voices and be someone with a seat at the government table to be able to make real change for our local area.
مخشخة شرية independent جمال داود هتخمو الضيلة الجانو.
Ms. Jamal Dawood and I am independent candidate for Werriwa. Local, well-known registered migration agent and a strong campaigner for family values, civil liberties, and equal rights of migrants. I decided to run as a candidate in this election to raise awareness about the very low representation of migrants born in non-English speaking countries in the federal parliament and in other decision-making bodies. We count for 25% of the population, yet our representation is less than 8%. This very low representation means that our issues, concerns, needs, and aspirations are not listened to or considered. The political debate in the last few decades not only lacked any acknowledgement of migrants' contributions, needs, and concerns. The migrants were always blamed for all the crises and socio-economic troubles arose from the bad policies adopted by non-migrant politicians. It also resulted, for example, in the unbalanced foreign policy, heightened attack on family values, racism, and feeling of marginalization and social isolation. Without continued campaigns like ours to highlight these issues, the status quo of low representation and the blame game will continue for a long time to come. We want to see blaming migrants for housing crisis, energy crisis, cost of living crisis, and all other crises and problems in our society stopped. We want also to see that our views on the future of Australia taking into account. We and our children are not minority anymore in this country, and we need a representation and voice.
Miqra Lyle Shelton إلى مخشخة قسنة New South Wales ومن جبت Family First.
Thanks very much, Jane, and thanks, Oliver, for the opportunity to be here. Yes, I'm representing Jared Athvali, who is our candidate for Werriwa. He's a small businessman at Smithfield, and he's overseas on business at the moment, but we'll be back in time for the election. I'm running for Family First for the Senate, so anyone in New South Wales is able to vote, obviously, for someone in the Senate. We're at Group E on the Senate ballot paper. Family First is a party that's been around for about 20 years or so. It's going through a rebirth stage, having been shut down for a while. We've got 100 candidates standing throughout Australia, and including for the Senate in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. We believe that Australia is very much heading in the wrong direction, that we've been ill-served by our political leaders who don't prioritise family. They've got Australia into an economic and a social crisis. The economic crisis is largely driven as a result of the pursuit of net zero and the idea that you can transition your energy system from cheap and reliable coal and gas to unreliable and expensive windmills and solar farms, and then to rewire the whole nation spending trillions of dollars. This is what's causing the cost of energy to go up. This is why your electricity bill has gone up. If the cost of energy goes up, the cost of everything goes up. So we're fighting for cheaper and reliable electricity, for a coal to gas to nuclear transition if we need to get to net zero. The second thing we're fighting for is for faith-based schools. There's been an attack on parents' rights to send their kids to schools which reflect their values. And we don't believe it's the government's role to tell a faith-based school who they should and should not employ. That's
You're
the parents'
beyond time now, Lyle.
And the last thing is gender. We believe that there's boys and girls, male and female, and we want to see biological males out of girls and women's sports. Thank you so much.
Miqra Tony Margos, مخشخد جبت One Nation تا كرسية فاولة بقد لو مرة.
I'm here as the oldest person in the panel. I've lived through droughts, floods, cyclones, you know, recessions, booms, busts. So I know the history of Australia. I know how everything runs. And I think I'm a threat to other parties because I know the history of Australia. Jamal just said to stop blaming the new migrants for the cost of housing going up. I can remember in Parramatta, they were oversupplied of flats and houses that they offered you a brand new car if you bought one of their flats. And they still couldn't sell one of their flats. They built so many units there, they couldn't sell them. So what they did, they got people from overseas to fly into Australia to have a look at the units and to buy the units. I don't know what they did with the new cars, but... So it's not the fault of the new migrants. I support Jamal, what he said. It's not the fault of the new migrants. But that's what the media is telling everybody. It's false information. The last election, I ran, but I couldn't do anything because I ended up in Liverpool Hospital with COVID. I was lying in a ward where I saw people dying. I couldn't, you know, go and tell people how to vote or anything because I was laying in bed myself. After the elections, I don't know how long it was because I was still in hospital, they transferred me to Campbelltown Hospital where suddenly I recovered. But I'm not 100%. I still have long-term COVID. But I determined to stand and fight for everybody in this community. I've been here all my life. I've seen different nationalities and different people. They all come up to me and they say hello and I say hello back. So when people think One Nation, they go, oh, the racist party. But I say I'm not a racist. I like all races. I like dog racing, horse racing, car racing, Olympic races.
Umbarak da man yekhta, adanad buqare shurila. Buqare tiyewa buurkhit msagalta al online min qam'aha awduta. Wub khakma buqare tilun min hadranid awramsha. Itwaraba sharbe, ina prishlan qatokhun il khakma minney, mashmiyak alle u al ra'yane u bupunay et mkheshkhe modile.
I'm going to move on to another area now, into migration, refugees, asylum seekers and humanitarian policy. This is a question from the Refugee Council submitted online. Australia has a proud history of refugee resettlement, yet our annual intake remains low compared to global needs. Will your party commit to increasing the refugee and humanitarian program in line with Australia's pledge at the 2023 Global Refugee Forum by gradually expanding the program? When you're ready, Avery.
Yeah, so in the Greens, we know that Australia has a strong, rich history of welcoming migrants to our shores. From the waves of Europeans fleeing at the end of World Wars I and II, to Vietnamese fleeing the violent dictatorship, to the more recent Russian invasion of Ukraine, we have offered safe haven to those seeking a safe haven in which to live and rebuild their lives. We see in our communities that people like to blame our housing crisis on migration or foreign students, but the reality is that our borders were closed for almost 3 years and we didn't.
One final point, what's the action that the Greens will take?
Yeah, we are committed to expanding access for people to come to Australia.
Thank you. Victor, for the Libertarian Party.
The amount of intake we're getting with migrants, I think the infrastructure and the housing is not keeping up. So when our solution to this issue is when you have a limited amount of spots, how do you make it fair? You don't want politicians and bureaucrats choosing who should be able to come to this country and who doesn't. So the Libertarian Party is proposing an auction-style system where the positions that are available should go to auction. And then if you have companies or you have humanitarian organisations, they can then bid for those places.
That's
and
time.
Then people can move according to that.
Thank you, Victor. Two.
Thanks, Jane. Well, the Labor Party has a long history of supporting humanitarian process and being part of the global humanitarian aid in terms of ensuring that people do have the opportunity to seek asylum. We've actually increased the number of places for humanitarian visas from over 13,000 to 20,000 spots, and this is in line with our obligation under the UN.
Did the microphone fail? You finished your response? Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jamal.
The best solution for the refugees is for Australia and other Western nations to stop invading other countries. Because invading other countries, participating in wars around the world, creating more and more refugees. And if Australia participated in invading Iraq, Libya, Syria, other countries, they have moral responsibilities to take a lot of refugees. But if we overhaul the whole migration system, we can bring a lot of refugees on skilled migration, work migration, and other programs instead of making it very difficult for people from the Middle East to come to this country.
Thank you, Jamal.
This is what Mr. Lyle Shelton said.
Yes, Family First supports an increase in the humanitarian intake, and we should also ensure that those who come are those in the greatest need. The most persecuted people on the planet at the moment are Christians who live as minorities in Muslim countries in North Africa, the Middle East and Asia, and so we should prioritise based on need. But yes, we should be more generous with our humanitarian intake.
Thank you, Lyle. Tony?
We should have a balance. A balance, if 50,000 people leave Australia to go live in America, England, wherever, we should take 50,000 in. But not bring in a million people and only 50,000 leave. It doesn't have a balance in Australia. You can see the outcome, what happens.
Thank you, candidates. The next question, I'm going to take the liberty of combining a number of questions from the floor. The theme of it really is about the Australian government's response to communities overseas in crisis. The examples are Assyrians in the Middle East, people fleeing war zones in the Sudan and South Sudan, and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and Ukraine. The question basically is that the questioners feel that the government's approach over time has been inconsistent and that there are gaps in critical services and durable solutions for people who are brought here. What is the commitment of your parties to more equitable and coherent solutions for people who are fleeing crisis, war and persecution? The question basically is that the questioners feel that the government's approach over time has been inconsistent and that there are gaps in critical services and durable solutions for people who are brought here. What is the commitment of your parties to more equitable and coherent solutions for people who are fleeing crisis, war and persecution? Victor, would you like to...
So again, with these sort of humanitarian things, it's a much better system if we lower taxation so people have more of their own money, and then you can decide what humanitarian things you want to support. So you're sitting here tonight hoping that the politicians and bureaucrats will support the issue that you support. But isn't it so much better if you keep more of your own money and then you can support the things that you believe in? That's what the Libertarian Party believes.
Thanks, Jane. The Labor Party is absolutely committed to humanitarian assistance. We understand that we have a role to play in the global economy and society, and so that's something that would always be assessed, I think, depending on the crisis and the situation. But I think understanding that there is an absolute role that the government has to play in determining the humanitarian assistance that we provide, particularly in countries in crisis.
Again, this crisis, some of them was made by Western intervention in different countries, and these countries need to take responsibility, moral responsibility, especially including Australia. And they need to consult community groups and people who have families in these areas, and to see the best way to help these people in need, especially when there are a lot, tens of thousands of Australians are affected by this crisis.
Thank you, Jamal.
I think the answer to the last question probably covers a lot of the answer to this question. The issue of Gaza was mentioned. I think we've got to provide support for the State of Israel and its right to exist and to defend itself. I think that's really important. And I think we should be supporting Ukraine in its pushback on Russian aggression. But we need those wars to stop as soon as possible. And that can stop in Gaza by the hostages being released and Israel being allowed to be secure. And it can stop in Ukraine by Vladimir Putin stopping his aggression.
Thank you, Lyle. Tony?
I agree with what Jamal said before. If we stop all the wars, we won't have this problem with refugees and people, you know, fleeing countries. Thank you.
Victor, would you like to...
So again, with these sort of humanitarian things, it's a much better system if we lower taxation so people have more of their own money, and then you can decide what humanitarian things you want to support. So you're sitting here tonight hoping that the politicians and bureaucrats will support the issue that you support. But isn't it so much better if you keep more of your own money and then you can support the things that you believe in? That's what the Libertarian Party believes.
Thank you, Victor.
Thanks, Jane. The Labor Party is absolutely committed to humanitarian assistance. We understand that we have a role to play in the global economy and society, and so that's something that would always be assessed, I think, depending on the crisis and the situation. But I think understanding that there is an absolute role that the government has to play in determining the humanitarian assistance that we provide, particularly in countries in crisis. Thank you.
Thank you.
again, this crisis, some of them was made by Western intervention in different countries, and these countries need to take responsibility, moral responsibility, especially including Australia, and they need to consult community groups and people who have families in these areas, and to see the best way to help these people in need, especially when there are a lot, tens of thousands of Australians are affected by this crisis.
Thank you, Jamal.
I think the answer to the last question probably covers a lot of the answer to this question. The issue of Gaza was mentioned. I think we've got to provide support for the State of Israel and its right to exist and to defend itself. I think that's really important. And I think we should be supporting Ukraine in its pushback on Russian aggression. But we need those wars to stop as soon as possible. And that can stop in Gaza by the hostages being released and Israel being allowed to be secure. And it can stop in Ukraine by Vladimir Putin stopping his aggression.
Thank you, Lyle. Tony?
I agree with what Jamal said before. If we stop all the wars, we won't have this problem with refugees and people, you know, fleeing countries. Thank you.
The question from the floor is, will you or your party commit to maintaining or increasing the annual migration cap?
Thanks, Jane. Well, in terms of immigration, obviously there is a process that needs to be followed, and there are different quotas for different immigration categories, visa categories, depending on the economic need of our nation. And that goes to the skilled visa migrations, as an example, where we need to be enabling industries in our country to have the skilled migrants to come in to actually fill the jobs, and that has to be something that is measured and something that is based on the data of what is actually needed in our nation, and that's something that is something that has to be a priority in immigration, to make sure that we have the places to reflect the need within the community here.
Thank you. That's time. Jamal.
As a migration agent, I know very well that the immigration system itself is not flexible, and it is not it's not balanced. It's not fair, because at the moment the migration itself favors the people who came from English-speaking countries. The English language is the most important things for skilled migration, for example, and this needs to be changed, because a lot of refugees from Syria or from Palestine, from Gaza, from other countries can come to Australia and participate in building Australia without the high standard of English.
Thank you, Jamal. Lyle?
My forebears came to Australia on a boat in 1865 for a better life, and since that time and right up to the present time, so many millions have come here for a better life, and that's a good thing. So Family First supports immigration. The question is, how much immigration? We all like to have guests at our house, but we can't always fit them in, and that's the issue that we've got at the moment. What's an appropriate level? I think we obviously do need to reduce it. It was 100,000 people a year under the Howard government. It's got over to 200,000, about 500,000 last year. That's too much. We do have to cut it back, not because we're anti-immigration, but because Australia can't keep up with housing and infrastructure.
Thank you, Lyle. And Tony?
I look at France. When you go to France and migrate to France, everybody speaks French. When they have a strike, the whole country goes on strike together. They all stick together. So what we need in Australia is everybody just to stick together, and we'd have a better country here. Doesn't matter migration or whatever, but we all need to stick together as one nation. Thank you.
Avery.
We think we should live in a country where we're proud of our multiculturalism, and we need to take an approach to immigration that is fast, fair, and compassionate. We know that we're a nation that we hope... the Greens are fighting for a nation that ensures migrants are welcomed, given basic rights, and treated to respect. Migration needs to adapt based on factors that include the need for family reunion, humanitarian crises, and workforce needs. I'm not going to give a specific number, because we don't want to be picking random numbers out of the air that will only last this election campaign and be used as political tools, because it requires careful long-term assessment after close consultation with the community.
Thank you. And Victor, please.
Yeah, the Libertarian Party is for migration, but we think welfare should only be available to citizens. And the other thing is, like I said, we want an auction-based system. So the only way I think migration could be fair when we have limited numbers, if it's an auction-based, market-based system. Otherwise, you have politicians and bureaucrats doing favours to one group or another, and I don't think anybody would like that.
All right. Now, I'm conscious of time, and I'd like to take us to... there are questions that are pressing about access to services focused on... The question is... The question is... Residents are saying in the southwest and in Fairfield that they face challenges with access to affordable healthcare, public transport and culturally appropriate community services. If you're elected to Parliament, what concrete actions will you take in the first 12 months to improve access to essential services and support for multicultural communities? Victor is kicking us off.
Sorry if I sound like a broken record tonight, but a lot of the problems stem from a lack of competition. So we want to increase competition in the market to bring the price of goods and services down. And we need to reduce taxes. Again, we do not have a cost of living crisis. We have a cost of government crisis. If you reduce taxes and you leave people with more of their money than they can afford the essential services and give to the causes that they believe will support their communities. Thank you.
Well, everyone deserves access to quality healthcare, and so the Labor government has already opened up Medicare urgent care clinics and also putting $8.5 billion to strengthen our healthcare system. And that means boosting Medicare, making sure that people don't have to pay money out of pocket when they see a doctor, but also too in terms of reaching migrant communities and ensuring that there is access to culturally appropriate services. The government has programs, Labor has programs, such as the Health in My Language program to encourage more bicultural workers
That's time.
In Would health like- services. Thank you.
First things we should do in this situation is hold consultations with the organizations that they are dealing with communities, non-English speaking communities and communities that have low access to services, and invest more in the services. In addition to encouraging people from non-English speaking countries or who speak another language to work in these services.
John. Thank you, Lyle.
The worst thing I could do as a federal parliamentarian is advocate for more government money to go onto our $1 trillion credit card debt to try and bring in more services, as much as we would all like to see more services. The best thing that we could do if I was a federal parliamentarian would be to get the cost of energy down by going back to affordable and reliable electricity. That helps everyone in Western Sydney. And then we've got to look at our immigration numbers. We've got to reduce the congestion on our public transport and access to doctors and the like, and that can only be done by taking measures there.
That's time. Thank you. Tony.
Because I've lived in this area nearly all my life, I started off with a doctor on Smithfield Road. Then he left. So I moved around the corner to Mimosa Road. Then he left. Then I went to Greenfield Park Shopping Centre. I started seeing that doctor. He's not going to last long because he's ready to retire. Like I said, bring all those doctors and nurses back that the health system sacked because they didn't want the jab. Forget about the jab now. Just bring all those doctors and nurses back and you'll solve the problem. Thank you.
Australians need skilled and well-resourced public services to meet the growing needs of our communities. We believe that public services should be in public hands, making sure that they're not resourced out to private corporations. We forced the Queensland government to adopt 50-cent public fares, and we want to see that policy extended across the country. We have plans to boost the Medicare rebate so you can see a doctor for free every time you need medical help. And we want to bring dental and mental health into Medicare to make sure that everyone is able to get the help that they need.
Great, thank you. And that concludes the questions with the candidates this evening. I'd really like you to thank them with a round of applause for their generosity.
خوتامة تفقلن عم شتسانة شينا هومانيتاريان ومريزان ده عودوتا من يقرأ أوليفر سليوا. We had a chance to speak to Oliver, who is the founder of Shaina Humanitarian and the organizers of this event. Oliver, can you tell me, as a humanitarian organization or entity, how come you were involved in the politics? Why?
One of the biggest questions we receive, Ninos, thank you for asking that, because we want to clarify that, yes, we are a not-for-profit, we're independent, we're neutral, and we're best placed in hosting a forum for community and religious leaders across Western Sydney to be attending to, because our voices are important, and our part of our values at an organization is we advocate, we support, and we empower. And these civic forums, bringing community and religious leaders together, listening to firsthand from the politicians or would-be representatives in the federal government, to have an opportunity to answer and hear. So I think we are best placed because we are independent.
Well done, and I hope that your future endeavors and future projects will be as successful as this one.
Thank you so much, Ninos. We appreciate SBS for joining us this evening and showcasing this event's highlights.
شمع خبيبة بشوري مضية بيت شينا هيمانيتاريان قد اتوى رابا من مخشخي ين كانديدات سخينة بيشا وشيدة هدريوة اينا خسامة مني يولو مقرولون البخلطة ين أبولوجيس لمصيلو بخواشا كريس باون ودايلي وكارمن لانسر اينا كل الكل اي بغدا عودو ترابا من تينتا كدقاو بغزاينا عما ين قبياني ان مانينا ان مخشخي وان قرملون موماسي اودي قا شخلابا يو خيوتا أستراليايتا جو بارلمنت أستراليا. أنا ونينوس إيمانويل وعوتم بسيمة راب المشميتا. مخبون شاركونا عبودنا لقبتا. تبعونا لنا على SBS بلشانات ورايا برخة فيسبوك.